and the debt has that. But again, your site was, reduce it on Church Street side, reduce it on the Ocean side, to me.
Sure, it'll be lovely to live in.
Lovely to look at.
It's wrong morning sun.
Yeah, well.
Good. Any other discussion or a motion?
Like I said, I see no reason to deny it. I'll make a motion to approve. I love it, but I think it needs the requirements that are necessary.
Just before you do, just remember that what you're moving on, you've discussed the bulk variances. This is also a D use variance because it's residential property in a B1 zone. The, wearing his planning hat, Mr. Kraus has indicated that it's consistent with the neighborhood, that, and I know you've been discussing your master plan, et cetera, that some of those side streets are residential neighborhoods in their character.
Well, your master plan is adopted.
Right, and it's not, but you can take into consideration, right, not necessarily setbacks, right? Right, so you've indicated that the applicant will meet building codes, that you're not making any decision as to number of windows, amount of glass per percentages per building surface, and that you leave that to the building code office. In the event they're not comfortable with it, it may come back to you to review that further. No mechanicals. The mechanicals either be on the garage, the deck, or some other area. It won't extend out beyond any building wall of the structure. Right. I said all the bulk variances plus the parking, you're correct. And I think that was it. You've indicated that, I think the planner, I think he's indicated that he thought it was aesthetically an improvement, that he also thought it probably, I'm paraphrasing him because he didn't give the numbers, but probably subsection I of the purposes of municipal land use law, which is to promote a visual, desirable visual environment through creative development techniques, good civic design. You were talking about those development techniques, and some of you like the, the design techniques, but given the size of his lot, that was his testimony, is that they were doing the best they could with what they had. So with that, Dave, you made your motion to approve with the bulk and use variances, including parking?
Did you?
I'll make that.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't like the arch part.
Okay.
Cunningham is yes. To Julio. DeSeo?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
There you have it.
Okay.
Best of luck. You're very upset, what? Yeah, Johnny. Well, Johnny Clamor was a special dude. You see his new bike? Is there any other business before the board this evening?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yes. Can we move for, I figured we'd do it at the end because
we're not going to have a dismissal. We do have to have an executive session. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Can the last man out close that door? Yes. Thanks, Mr. Guarino's there. He's got us covered.
The record show, we're going into executive session
to discuss litigation. And again, thank you, board. I send everybody over the complaint brought by Mr. Gazarovski on behalf of 1030 Partners, which is Tommy's. We spent a lot of time on that application. It's his really fight. My recommendation to the board, obviously we have to file an answer, but I think we would want to coattail, let, the applicant, carry the torch, so carry the flag, so to speak, on it and ride their coattails and not, put in, spend too much of the taxpayer money.
That's out of control. That's a legal feature. And
Not mine, of course.
No, it's not.
I know, I'm kidding.
No, it's about, you know, the reasons we got going after this one too. It's a lot of effort and dollars you put in.
Got Mad Hatter, that is a lot. I mean, so there's a lot. And, you know, basically you made your decision. I mean, it's his, he's the applicant and, you know, with your permission, I will file an answer and kind of take the minimal road on this. No, that, you know, we had no right to give the approval. I'll resend you the application. You know, can you, did you email me? What's that?
Based on what?
The second amended site plan and the use variance for lot 5. It was a combined application. So that's the one he's appealing. So. Right. So. I think that's, you know, I think we'll just. Right. So.
Well. It's a complicated issue. It's not that simple, John. I'm not sticking up in any way, shape, or form. What he's been attempting to get his permits right to do the work. And that is not always easy, Dave, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's been working towards that. And in the meantime, the town's going after him to do everything. And in the meantime, Gazarovski's suing him for that. And it's like a,
so he can't,
it's not the old days anymore. Nobody's happy.
He can proceed. Yeah, he can proceed on our approval because there's nothing staying, but he will proceed at his own risk.
Okay, so something turns around, he has to change it.
He'd have to.
Now, meanwhile, the parking lot's a good example, and I've met with Joe Romulus. He had questions for me, and I said, Joe, the guy's got to build. It's not that he was using the back to build this summer. He wanted to complete the summer season. But now, I would think the town would be patient enough to not give him that hard of a time. And they not only were using our requirements of him for the site plan, they were changing ordinances. It may have matched ours, but they changed an ordinance, and his whole lawsuit against the town was based on he felt the town was coming specifically after him. Right?
Well, that's not, none of this is beyond, it's beyond our exec. So we just want to talk about the fact that this board is being challenged. I will, you know.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think the concern here is we're going to go broke if we don't stop.
Yeah, we have a lot of big
lawsuits.
Right.
And we represented the Hatter for the most part.
Right. I mean, we've got all, and that's still ongoing. Right.
We argued, but ultimately you're helping the Hatter. Their lawyer at least helped, right?
Yeah, no, he definitely did too. But I mean, right now, you know, Gazarovski filed the amended complaint. We just filed answers. We haven't even had a case management conference on that yet. So that's going to be gearing up pretty big time. So, it's a lot. And clearly, you know, we're going to defend and just say that, yes, we made the proper decision. But, you know, we're going to let them, you know, do most of the legwork, I think.
I mean, if the lawyers that should be shot are upsetting the shot.
Well, it's pretty clear that his whole purpose is to do this.
Yeah.
It's not to make anything better or worse. It's just to make more money for him. And the guy across the river got talked into doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, all right. I just, as I said, you'll authorize me. I'll file the answer, and we'll kind of play a minimalist role. Put it that way.
And you made contact with them.
Yeah. Well, I've contacted Marty McGann, and he hasn't even heard from Tommy. So Tommy hasn't even told him.
Well, Marty retired.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, he's still here, and he's certainly not in Florida right now. I don't know how he made out, but you know, Tommy hasn't even sent him the complaint yet. Although, in all honesty, I don't know if Tommy got served with the complaint. You know, we did because we're easy to serve, you know, at Borough Hall. So they may not have even served him yet, so.
We have an attractive town for investors, and they all want to come in and do things that they really are questionable, and we're going to see more of this, I'm sure. We've got some big money coming to town. I know somebody just bought the Fairbanks $5.5 million. I don't think it was worth $2 million. So.
Well, it's always a question that, you know, you want to, right, you want to attract.
A lot of things coming before us, so I hope we're also going to not just get down to our knees and, and say,
here you go. You don't want to give away the keys to the.
I might be next, Dave.
Yeah, somebody might buy you.
They just raised my taxes so much, I'm very disheartened. $15,000 in 1 week. I get a letter in the mail.
Yeah.
We have to stop. We have to stick to exec session because otherwise we have to discuss in open public. So, all right. Everybody good with that strategy?
I agree.
All right. Thank you. We'll move to get out of exec and then we'll move to adjourn.
Make a motion to get out of executive session.
All right. Okay. Now motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Lovely. Let me turn this off.
And we put a library in the most valuable piece of property.